Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the third Sunday of Easter, 2024. You know, more than a century ago, Mark Twain taught that there are three kinds of falsehoods: lies, damned lies, and statistics. Ignorance is their common denominator. In the internet era, we should consider three types of ignorance: ignorance, willful ignorance, and online research. The Google age has turned us into expert ignoramuses, thanks to the Dunning-Kruger effect. Googling that term will tell you this is the tendency of people with low ability in a certain area to have overly positive assessments of their ability. If you're a fan of the sitcom The Office, that definition might be accompanied by Michael Scott's face in your mind. That's the foolish know-it-all boss Steve Carell played so brilliantly. When it comes to ignorance of God's will for us, many of us may resemble that remark. We can be so passionate about something we learn online that we might make a fool of ourselves repeating it, until proven wrong. We're not much different from the people Peter criticizes in Sunday's first reading from Acts, those who came to believe Jesus was more dangerous to them than a murderer. "You denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked that a murderer be released to you," Peter reminds them. "The author of life you put to death, but God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses. Now I know, brothers, that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did. But God has thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand through the mouth of all the prophets." That's from Acts chapter 3. Peter suggests we accept what God taught those prophets about the nature of divinity and imitate their lifelong searches for the flesh and blood embodiment of it in Jesus the Christ. But do we know the nature of our Maker? A Google search won't offer a proper introduction, unless you search through the first letter of John. It will tell you, "The way we may be sure that we know him is to keep his commandments. Those who say, 'I know him,' but do not keep his commandments are liars, and the truth is not in them. But whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him." We've just gone through a long Lent contemplating and repenting the troubling effects our ignorance of God's will have had on us. But Easter teaches us we can rise above that ignorance by returning to the source of all wisdom, the true roadmap of perfect knowledge we've had so much trouble finding. Still troubled? "Why are you troubled?" the risen Christ asks his disciples and us in Sunday's Gospel reading from Luke, chapter 24. "And why do questions arise in your hearts? These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understanding the Scriptures. We are called to spend our lives as the prophets did, conquering our willful ignorance of God's truth. Whether our lives are long or short, the journey to that truth begins with a single step. May that step be the one Christ's life, death, and resurrection took beyond the minds of the prophets who anticipated him. All we internet-bred ignoramuses have to do is continue their journey the rest of the way through the Scriptures to God's intended home in our heart. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.